This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I'm in a trolley and I'm making U-turns, baby. Yeah, I'm in Florida, but I don't be Miami. I might go Jacksonville, I might be Tallahassee. Yeah, I'm in Florida, but I don't go Miami. A trolley and I'm making U-turns, baby. Yeah, I'm in Florida, but I don't go Miami. I might be Jacksonville, I might be Tallahassee. But I'm in Florida and I don't go Miami.
Good yawning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday the 16th of September 2022 and you are on the clock with Erin Green and my guest co-host on this Sports Friday, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Hey, right here, man. How you doing?
I am good, good.
Excellent.
Good. Listen, I had to play that song this morning. That's Florida by Johnny Cake. He is memorializing, right? Remember the moment, the young lady who went to Florida because she don't go Miami. Only broke people is go Miami.
Yes.
Doing U-turns on her trolley.
Yeah,
anyway,
man.
We had to play that song today. You know why? Because only broke people. Anyway, Dear Bahama, this is a advertisement for you and for us, the whole Bahamas, right? Only broke people is go to Bahama. I just go to the whole Bahamas, right? That's what I would have done to memorialize that moment in time with that young lady. She put us on the map.
Yeah, man. Johnny Cake is a new up-and-coming revolutionary.
Yeah, man. Rap, hip-hop, mm-hmm. reggae, culture.
And I emceed his wedding last year.
What? But look here, that's a wedding I would have loved to have been your second.
It was good, man.
I had to put on a dress and heels for that. You know, the entertainment at that party was fire. Fire. Anyway, here's the reason why I played that song, Mr. Sawyer. Let's get to a little local news. If you go into The Guardian this week, you're going to see a story. Cooper meets with Miami Dolphins and Orlando Magic. The Bahamas has attracted many sporting events and teams near and far over the years. And Minister of Tourism, Investments and Aviation, Mr. Chester Cooper, and his team traveled to Florida and met with executives of the professional sporting teams, the Dolphins and the Orlando Magic, late last week. Cooper said that they are hoping to use those teams, quote, large reach to help. Oh, the teams is large, quote, a reach to help promote the islands. Creating partnerships with sporting teams and events is one of the plans that the Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture, Mario Boleg, said his ministry has dubbed Sports in Paradise. There are already several sporting events and teams coming to the Bahamas. There is the popular Battle for Atlantis Collegiate Basketball Tournament, then the Bahama Hoops College Basketball Tournament, the Junkanoo Jam College Basketball Tournament
All kind of things going on.
The Pink Sands Golf Tournament, the Bahamas Bowl Football Game, and the Hero World Challenge, just to name a few.
I was out there last year. This year, the Hero World Challenge, yeah. I was out there. Let me tell you something. Golfers are really in good cardio shape, you know.
Yeah.
Because we parked mistakenly by the 16th hole, and everybody was back at the clubhouse. Let me tell you something. We walked to the 13th hole and say, you know what? This ain't making no sense. Let's just
get back in our car and drive.
Yeah, let's drive around to the clubhouse. Yeah. It's you got to be in shape to play golf. You got to be in some sort of cardio shape.
Yeah.
You have to be able to walk.
This is an athlete's game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not just a thinking game. It's an athlete's game. But this is exciting. And Mr. Cooper said that in addition to major travel hubs throughout the U.S. and Canada, representatives from the ministry will be heading to Brazil and the United Arab Emirates to draw
big
up
things.
Trade as well. Well, listen, this is awesome.
Yeah, sports is indeed a worldwide to do, and it's about time we open up our borders as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, man.
And the employment let me push past employment, the career opportunities that become available. First of all my young people, go online and find you a language program and go learn a language. The government say they're going to Brazil. Let's go learn Portuguese, right?
Or Spanish.
Both, right? We work with both. Let's get it under our belts. Let's work on our Mandarin, our Cantonese. Let's work on our French, our Spanish, our Portuguese, our Dutch, our Papiamento. That's a Dutch Creole, like Jamaican Patois, right? Like that kind of thing. Let's work on them and get them going. This is great. Talking about mind sports, Mr. Sawyer, there's an article here. Gotta read. Valentine Cox sweeps fall classic.
Yeah, man, he beat Kenny. Dr. Kenville Lockhart, sorry. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Kenny come second.
Second ain't bad.
But it ain't first.
No, it ain't first. But listen, this guy, he tore up the tournament. He swept it.
Yeah.
Fall Classic Chess Tournament took place this weekend. This weekend just passed. At UB Choices Restaurant, September 10th through 11th. It was the final qualifier to determine who would fill the remaining spots at the upcoming Bahamas National Chess Championship. Valentine Cox defeated all of his opponents and emerged as the overall winner. Dr. Lockhart was second, and Avian Pride secured third place. Now, subsequent to a recent partnership formed between UB and the Bahamas Chess Federation, future chess tournaments will be held at UB. So we want to say thank you to UB to committing to be a home base. Yeah, this is awesome.
Yeah, that gives those people those younger people, and even older people who maybe, you know, I'm interested in getting into it, you could go and sit down and...
And watch.
Yeah.
A permanent space.
Yeah, man.
I mean, temporarily permanent.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
It's good enough.
So the players for the upcoming Bahamas National Chess Championship include, Chessmaster, CM Knowles.
Everybody was just in that tournament.
Yeah. Sean Baker, Curtis Pride, CM Nathan Smith, FIDE Master, Cecil Monker, Avian Pride, Noah Albury, Trevor Bridgewater, Cox, and Dr. Lockhart. Congratulations to everyone.
To those who
haven't made it there, who didn't qualify, just know there's always time.
Yeah.
You got years and years and years to play.
The chess been around for 1,000 years. It'll be around 1,000 more.
Absolutely. So don't think I have forgotten what today is. Mm-hmm. Today is the precursor. We're looking forward to week two. We're looking back on week one of the NFL season.
Week two started last night.
Yeah, we can get there in a second.
Yeah, man.
I excited because Strawn didn't do too bad that first week out. Buccaneers didn't do too. All my teams doing well. Even the Dolphins, who's soon to be the Bahamas national football team. I don't make commiserations, Mr. Sawyer.
Oh God!
They won their game as well.
Oh.
But listen, let's get to some uplifting. Let's get to some happy news.
Yeah.
GSSSA. That's the government
school. GSSSA. Yeah.
Looks to get sports calendar underway soon. The GSSSA is also celebrating its 30th anniversary as it looks to have a full calendar with their core sports. According to Varel Davis, the president of the GSSSA, most of the schools have started practicing various disciplines, especially cross-country. There's no exact date when the calendar would get started and which sport will be the first. It is usually volleyball, but that decision will come soon. And the core sports for the GSSSA are volleyball, basketball, cross-country, track and field, soccer, baseball, and softball. Now, their calendar is starting up
back,
because the National High School Championships are back.
Good. Also. Everything. Right. Sports, man. Bring people together.
Including those core events and two new events that have been added, two new disciplines, swimming and tennis.
That's good.
It have to be.
That's good, right? That's good. You have to broaden.
Right. This is the way to ensure that not just private schools and private schools with pools are participating in swimming. We got to expand the opportunity across.
Yeah, man. You have some strong swimmers in government schools. You know, but due to circumstances beyond their control.
Yeah. It's a lack of access.
Yeah, that's all.
A lack of opportunity.
That's all.
And we know this because our family islands produce the people with the strongest lungs on the You know what it is to be 13 and you done dive up enough crawfish to put down a small payment on a car or on a down payment for a house?
No.
No, right, because you from Nassau?
I'm from Nassau.
There you go.
Exactly.
And so where you see the talent, when you see the environment that produces the talent, you got to push the resources and the opportunities
exactly.
to those spaces. We got a lot of young Bahamians moving into New Providence from the family islands who have this skill, but now that they're in New Providence, they don't have the opportunity to practice.
Right.
And when they were on the island, they didn't necessarily have the opportunity to compete.
Right, because they was doing it for a living.
Exactly, exactly. Let's let children be children and use their talent
wisely.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just take a quick look at the national championship schedule. Basketball, volleyball, and soccer are set to be held in Grand Bahama to give the athletes some...
That's good for Grand Bahama, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I love it. Grand Bahama is less hectic, less dense, less people, safer environment for young people, right? I'm saying that Nassau gone funky long time.
Mm-hmm.
Be great. That's another reason why Grand Bahama is be great to develop sports or any youth academy, right?
Right.
Because it's easier to create safe spaces.
And by and by, with the redevelopment of Abaco,
yeah,
we could go there too. Yeah. We could go there as well.
And families are looking to move out of New Providence, but they can't starve their own children of opportunities. And that's why many people aren't moving. We got to move them back to the island. So volleyball starts November 16th and 18th. Volleyball cross country, November 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's happening in January and February in terms of national championship action.
March is March Madness.
Yeah, basketball, track and field, and the golf championships will be played in March. Basketball is March 2nd to 6th. Track and field, 9th through 11th. Golf, 17th through 21st. Soccer is the only sport discipline in April, 26th through 30th of April. That's going to take place in Grand Bahama and New Providence.
That's good. That's good. We may be able to start a bit of a rivalry.
Yeah, that'd be cool too. And in preparation for Bahama Games.
Exactly.
In preparation for Bahama Games. Ah, boy, this is important. This is how a lot of young people are going to qualify to get on their island team.
Mm-hmm.
This is great. And then May is going to be the busiest month. Tennis, May 3rd through 6th. Primary school track and field, May 10th through 12th. 18th through the 21st will be swimming, baseball, and softball. This is great. And the ministry is hoping to get schools. Well, we know we can get schools from New Providence, Grand Bahama, Bimini, Abaco, and Eleuthera. And they're also focused on ensuring that all of the schools can engage the disciplines, right? So I say that to say this. If you're out there, if you're an alum of a local school, Family Island School, connect with your school community, your school family, and find out if you could support the school.
However you can support. Yeah. It doesn't necessarily have to be monetarily.
Yeah.
However you can support.
Resources, connections, links to people.
Yeah, man. If you could just give a ride.
Yeah, we're going to collect gas money in our office so that the students. You know what it is? We were just talking about it downstairs. You know what it is to have to jog 3-4 settlements to get to the activity you want to get to on the family island?
Exactly.
Because gas is $85 a gallon. I mean, it's $8.50 a gallon.
No, man, 85 sounds about right.
Yeah, yeah. And so any type of support for these young...
Anything, man. Anything.
...on the family islands. Printing T-shirt for the team.
Yeah, man. Drop off a case of water.
Yeah.
Something.
Because this is how you build healthy, strong citizens. You give them the opportunity to participate in the national activities.
And there's no telling where they can go from there.
Yeah, man. And what are we doing? We can't just be providing sports opportunities for foreigners. We have to ensure that those opportunities are also available for Bahamians as well.
Yeah, man. So otherwise, that way, if we have to go and compete,
you're not going to get buy-in.
Right. Because when we go to compete, like, you don't want to be blown out.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they have to.
You know, because the jitters and the nervousness will leave you if you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
From the practice.
It's experience. It's muscle memory, right? Mm-hmm. It's like some athletes will tell you, look here, I get on the court and my body takes over.
Right? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Steph Curry takes 300 and 400 three-pointers after the game.
Yeah. And it's what Lester Cox, when I was on his show, he talked about it repeatedly. I mean, he had a whole segment on it, the 10,000 hours, right? It takes 10,000 hours of dedicated work, I think, to become proficient or above proficient, like to come close to mastering something. Mm-hmm. And that's the opportunity that we have to give to young people. How are they going to, if we want them to excel, how are they going to get their hours? Oh, boy.
You're right. You are very right. That's the only way to get it in, man. You have to get it in.
All right. Now, I got a quick text here before we go to this caller producer. It says, great show as usual. If Cooper keep hanging with the Dolphins, he will lose his seat because the Miami Dolphins losing streak will rub off on him. Cooper is a brave man.
Man, that is, yeah, that text message is, but that's so loaded, firstly.
Yeah.
Firstly, that is loaded. You know, if we was at the spot right now, that'd be everything.
Absolutely.
But, I mean, I can't believe the Dolphins won.
They won this week, right?
Yeah, they won last week. I can't.
Yeah, it was awesome.
I mean, don't get me wrong. They were supposed to win because the team that they
but
beat.
It was 20-7.
Yeah.
It was Patriots, amazing. It was a blowout.
The Patriots aren't the same Patriots of old.
Yeah, because, you know.
Yeah, Brady ain't in.
He's a Bahamian and he's fickle. He with the Buccaneers now.
Yeah,
And listen, you know that's going to be the be-all to end-all if the Miami Dolphins play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. All in Florida. All Bahamians.
When they going to play them?
I don't know. I don't have a clue if they ever going to make it.
Must
to
be the regular season because you can't be talking about the Super Bowl.
This is what I'm saying. Imagine. It's like an all Bahamian winter. It's like the best winter ever. The Florida versus Florida, all Bahamian.
One thing about your hopes and dreams, it's basically the same thing as finding an old dog in China. You know, it just won't happen.
Listen, I have on my Rowan shirt today. You don't know. I have don't let us have to row. Producer, let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Yes, sir. Good morning to all.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm all right. You know, we our government spends up to $50 million on a baseball stadium, right?
Uh-huh.
And refuse to spend $5,000 on a batting cage in the schools.
I got
you. See, they're not spending any money, they're investing any money in the development of sports. Come on now. You could have two batting cages at what's the name of the place?
At the Blue Hills complex.
Freedom Farm and two at the other place.
Yeah, yeah.
And you can't have a batting cage in the schools?
I got you. Thank you, caller.
You know?
I got you.
Yeah.
I appreciate your call very much. And so let's find solutions for it. I agree with you. This process of creating a sports industry is convoluted.
We need the resources.
It's intertwined.
We need the equipment.
Yeah. But did you know the Bahamas is the welding capital of the Caribbean? We have to be, the number of welders that we have per capita have to exceed anywhere else in the world.
So we could build one really quick.
But this is what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. I would implore, I think there is an association of welders locally.
Okay.
I would connect with, and I'm directing this to the caller as well, I beg you, try to connect with some welders and see if they could use scrap material
to
build
one.
Batting mm-hmm. cages for the high schools. Because I agree with you. They got to be able to train at the early stages properly.
Yeah, because muscle memory starts early.
Exactly. And that's the advantage that other athletes have in developed countries. So let's, your point.
He's right.
Yeah. Let's get to the welding community. They're welders. We're going to need your help.
Yeah, man. Anybody who's listening. Hopefully you're not a Dolphin fan, but anybody who's listening.
And here's why this is important. We want these children to be able to play baseball in their communities, you know. We want them to be able to hit the ball and mm-hmm. practice.
Yeah, man.
But they can't be breaking up nobody house window.
No.
Oh, Lord.
No.
No.
Especially them foul balls that you can't really see and plan for. Because they kink off the side of the bat now.
That's something we watch on television.
Right.
Oh, Johnny Ball break Miss Sarah window and we got to go get the ball. And, oh, Miss Sarah, eventually she can call the police. We
get man.
Right? And so,
yeah, man.
Glass, one more time.
Glass too expensive.
Dear welders.
They have a help out.
Yeah, man. Batting cages.
Each one reach one, man.
Yeah, man. All the community parks need a cage like that, mm-hmm. right? So they could throw, they could catch. Let's try and figure it out. Another local story. Archers bring home 8 medals, 4 gold. Now, this is not the Archer family, but it is the family of local archers. The Bahamas Archery Federation returned from 2 archery tournaments in the Dominican Republic last week with historic, impressive performances from the Caribbean Development Championships and the Central American and Caribbean Qualifying Tournament. The team returned home on Sunday, according to their president, David Ramming, 4 gold medals, 3 silver, and a bronze medal in addition to producing a number of best performances. Dario Higgs won 3 golds to lead the Bahamas. He also won a gold medal in the recurve mixed team matches. Bernardo Almira won a gold medal in the barebow division, which was contested for the first time in this year's tournament. First time ever competing.
That's what they doing, like I told you, on Pinewood Park. They teaching the little children.
Archery.
Archery. So this is good.
I mean, it is good.
This is good. So the kids can see that, listen, if I get really good and I qualify, I really could bring home a medal.
Or you could pick mangoes from Miss Green because I just need you to pick them one.
Just
one.
Get it.
Yeah, man. And so this tournament was the main qualifier for the Pan Am, the Pan American Games in 2023. Interested persons wishing to join the federation are urged to WhatsApp 525-3799 for training timers in Nassau and then you can find the YMCA in Grand Bahama for their times mm-hmm. on that island.
See that?
Come out, get your kids involved in something.
Yeah, man. They might not be able to run the fastest or jump the highest, but boy, they got a straight eye.
Right. Not just that. Look here. Archery is a sport, a discipline.
A science almost.
Right.
Because your elbow have to be right and your eye got to be right. Wind speed got to be. Right. Listen, it's a beautiful thing.
Training in this could be your foundational training for other sports. You may find that you got a quarterback. You may find a quarterback mm-hmm. inside your crew of archers because this boy just has.
Yeah, man, his eye is everything.
Hand-eye coordination gone to bed.
Yeah, he could be the next Tom Brady because Tom Brady ain't exactly the most athletic. But he has...
Right. And for a country...
He don't fix.
It's 2 things we do in this country very well.
Throw rock.
We throw... Porking. Mm-hmm. This ad tree. Porking. You caused me forget that with that sweet joke. Crawfishing. Spear fishing.
Mm-hmm. Spear fishing, yeah.
And shooting pool.
Yeah. We could shoot up a pool.
I haven't seen a story on a pool tournament in a hot minute, but we got world-class pool.
Yeah, man, you forget the junior fella
right,
from Long Island.
Right. Yeah, in a minute, because mm-hmm. we got so many.
Yeah.
And so you'd be surprised the skills or the other disciplines that develop with your child or with yourself on the archery field. That is an awesome story. Let's see what time it is. Okay, just a couple more local stories. Bahamians set to play for Great Britain in baseball. This is the 3rd time we will be sending players to play with Great Britain because our team has not qualified yet, right? Like, we haven't played sufficient international tournaments in the short term to be eligible to hit the roster, right? But we are able to send some teams to play with Great Britain.
That's fine. Baby steps.
Yeah. No,
baby
we
steps, we can
and
get there.
It's just that we haven't played in a long time.
Right, we haven't played in a long time. We don't have enough matches to qualify. Okay.
Right.
And yeah, so man, get some experience.
The World Baseball Classic is going to be in Regensburg, Germany, September 16th to 21st. Any Bahamians in Europe, in England, you could get across to Germany, go support the Bahamian players.
Or if you could hear us and could tell them to go over and support, that'll be good, man. September 16th to the 21st.
All games will be available for viewing on the World Baseball Classic YouTube and Facebook pages. Great Britain's going to be playing in Pool A with Germany, Czech Republic, Spain, France, and South Africa. Albert Cartwright, who played in 2013 and 2017 on Great Britain's team, is already in Germany. He's going to be a sideline on the sidelines as a coach with pitchers Tanaji Thomas, Chavez Fernanda, catcher Ural Forbes, and outfielders Anthony Seymour and Deshaun Knowles. It's going to be great.
They're getting some experience. That's what's most important. Hopefully they can come back, you know, and they cause it to get contagious.
Right. And if people ask you, like, we've had all this conversation about the crown, the queen's passing. This is one of those spaces where you see the Bahamas and Great Britain waking together. Mm-hmm. And we say thank you to Great Britain for providing an opportunity for our local baseball players to compete. This is awesome. Now to some sadder news. We all know by now, Jazz Chisholm, his season has been ended. The coaches, out of an abundance of caution, after determining that Jazz has a stress fracture
in his lower back.
In his lower back.
Painful. Very painful.
And very risky.
Mm-hmm.
You can't play with that.
You can't play with your back now because that's paralysis.
That stress fracture
if it don't heal properly.
Yeah, not heal properly. Mm-hmm. And so Jazz, I'm going to say on behalf of the whole Bahamas, this is one instance where we're going to tell you, yeah, man, chill out. Don't watch nothing.
Yeah, don't watch nothing now. We want to see you step off the plane when you come back home.
Yeah.
Not be rolled off, you know.
No need to impress us.
Because you have already impressed us. Yeah, man, we already win the World Series. You made the All-Star game. You know, Bahamans go.
Yeah, yeah. That's all you have to say.
But we didn't win.
Absolutely.
If you was there, but the Marlins was going to win, so technically you already win.
There you go. You see what I'm saying? Jazz, feel no weight because you can't take any more weight. We got the rest of this weight, sir. We appreciate you. Charlton and Nairn, they competed at the Memorial. Borisa has Hanzekovica.
Yeah, get that.
Get that. I apologize.
I saw the highlights on TV last night.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, they doing well. Everything is a process. They're doing well.
Absolutely. They were at the World Athletics Continental Tour 2022 gold meeting. And in Croatia, Charlton, who ended a long season at this meet, finished with the silver medal in the women's 100 meters.
Exactly.
Silver against all in the world. She finished in 12.86 seconds.
And Nairn came six.
Yeah, in the men's long jump event. But I think this was also a top performance for him.
But this is six of the six world. In the world.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I'm good.
Let's put it in great, great perspective here. This is six out of seven people that that was competing, you know, in the high school tournament. So six in the world.
Yeah, it's a big thing.
So everybody had to qualify, then you had to compete, then you had to perform, and then you had to qualify and qualify and qualify to make the finals. Yeah, okay, it's not bronze, silver, or gold, but it's six in the world.
Yeah, man. And, my texters remind me all the time, I'm obviously a world champion long jumper. I like to jump to conclusions. Long, right?
Mm-hmm.
Broad, sweeping conclusions. And even I am not nearly as good as this guy is. Nairn, congratulations.
Yeah, man.
And your season's not over. Keep competing. We are with you.
Keep training.
To Charlton, look here.
Sky's the limit.
Yeah, man. And y'all prepare because Miller Weibo says she ain't going nowhere.
Good.
She's coming to run the two. We're going to see all these Bahamians competing, not just against each other and with each other, but against our Jamaican sisters as well. We got a nice, strong rivalry there. We got to keep, chafing them.
You got to keep brewing that, yeah.
Yeah, putting their feet to the fire, letting them know.
And next year for the Bahamas Games, it's going to be epic next year. We have world-class athletes in nearly every discipline, you know.
In fact, you know what we need to do? We need to invite, they need to host a training camp around the same time as Bahama Games and invite some of the world's top athletes along with scouts. Mm-hmm. To come down. This is one of those instances where you lay out the red carpet.
Yeah, man. We can give you a complimentary ride back to the hotel.
Yeah, when they say, but this don't look like the beach.
Not to the stadium.
Yeah.
To the hotel.
When it finish. Right. When it look like you ain't going to the beach. No, you ain't going to the beach. You're going to drink margaritas.
Yeah.
And watch these young children.
And watch these young children perform.
Yeah, man.
Ministry
of Tourism and Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, get on it.
I sure somebody listening.
Absolutely. I mean, imagine the 50th independence anniversary, 50th independence, mm-hmm. and we have a celebration of sports. We highlight our history, our world history, competing in sports, mm-hmm. and then we.
And now you see the next generation.
There you go.
Right here.
And then they have some good old fun. Listening and watching Family Islands compete.
Exactly.
Bahamian
like you
style.
Never know, but the next big basketball star could come out of Mayaguana.
Or Pompey Bay, Islands.
You know?
You never know.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah. And that's how these things work.
That's how they work. Like you never know. He or she gets the opportunity to shine at the Bahamas games and boom.
Yeah, world class.
Instant
athlete.
Stardom.
Awesome. This is awesome. All right. So that is the baseball news.
Jonquil won last night.
Boy, look here.
Blowout fashion.
Blowout. I'm so happy I didn't have to cry this morning.
Blowout. They won 105-74, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, blowout.
Nice. They had
and
to.
The game was not, it was laughable after the first quarter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They just did them set in.
Yeah, like the Aces, they played well in the first quarter. They was up 7-2, 9-2, something like that. And after that, it's like they couldn't miss. Like the sun couldn't miss after that.
Well, they had that fire. And you know what Jonquil told them, right? Jonquil, listen, I know she faked the letter. She faked the letter from the prime minister that said, listen, ladies, we love you very much as a part of Jonquil's team. Y'all are honorary Bahamians. But if y'all don't win this game tonight, Jonquil, no, none of y'all could come to the Bahamas for at least
ever.
A year. No conch salad. No bears.
And that ain't a way.
No junkanoo. Jonquil look at them and say, listen.
I need my gumbe punch soda. I need my conch.
I'm going to need these things.
I need my conch everything. Conch snack, conch fritters.
Mayo in the conch, pickled conch, whatever. Oh, Grand Bahama conch,
everything.
conch.
Pickled conch, yeah. Conch with mayonnaise. I need conch.
So we say congratulations and thank you to the Suns for not letting our girl Jonquil down. Because we know when she goes out there, she puts it down.
Yeah.
She got a whole country riding with her. Absolutely. Okay, so I think we're going to go to a break. And when we come back from the break, it is...
You know, I got to eat some humble pie in a minute. Because my team lost and the Sardines won.
And all my teams, I just need you to
and
know.
And I still calling them Sardines.
I just need you to know all my teams won. All my teams won. Mm-hmm. The Buccaneers won. The Dolphins won. And Mike Strawny's played for the Colts. The Colts, what they did, they tied. That's like a win. A not loss is a win.
Right.
I'm so happy.
Well, you really be aiming that. Not loss is a win.
I tell it, you got to grab them where you... I like a politician, buddy. You got to grab them where you could grab them. Okay, producer, let me read these couple texts, and then we are going to...
What'd they say?
Their text. I can't. I can read that on Monday. It's not sports related at all. It's the type of... It's like Rowan sports.
Okay.
It's that type of sports. Okay. I can't talk about that. So here's another text. This has been my contention with Jazz. Is the extra pizzazz worth the injury?
Yes. Yes, he's the first Bahamian to make the Major League Baseball All-Star team.
Yeah.
He's doing very well. He's widely considered the best player on the Marlins team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, his hair is red or orange or blue or green. And, yeah, you know, he showboats whenever he hits a home run. You know, he struts his stuff before he touches the home plate.
Yeah.
And the crowd loves it. He's bringing in revenue for himself, his team, his family, and... And by extension, the Bahamas, his home nation. Yes. Yeah. Yes, man. It's okay. Rodman did it. No one said anything to Rodman, right?
Yeah.
Iverson did it. No one said anything to Iverson, right?
Now, the texter goes on to say, look here, in 2035, I want to be talking about old man Tom Brady and Chisholm, who still got it. What I'm going to say is
2035, wow.
What I would say is this.
If Brady don't retire, he can be a single man. His wife won't divorce him if he don't start playing ball, you know.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
That's a problem right now. She's tired. She's tired of him.
She's concerned for his body.
Yeah, well, I mean, his body can be all right. He drinks his body weight in water every morning.
Yeah.
But
listen, it's the same thing with this Chisholm dynamic, right? If you don't go out and give your all, you may never show what you're worth.
Exactly.
And you could still get injured playing...
And if you get injured and you're not a star, chances are they can cut you.
Right.
After you heal, they can let you go.
Right. This is it. It's a risky.
Him being right there in Miami. It's beautiful for their economy for us to be able to see one of our own.
Yeah.
Son of the soil. Playing professional baseball.
Yeah, and look at that. That would be Miami Dolphins, Orlando Magic, and the Marlins.
Mm-hmm.
It's three Florida teams, three disciplines. Bahamas, Bahamas, Bahamas.
Exactly.
Anyway, let's go to this break. You're tuned into On the Clock with Aaron Green on the Sports Friday. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Jump on the run in Florida. Came with a crew in the store of us. I do not go to Miami, Florida, sweeter than butterscotch candy. Mama. I came with a bunch of blue mullets. I got $2 to shop Jesse Penny. Hey. Let me tell you from the start, from the airport, then with the car. $300 with a taste, Walmart, fresh to death, looking like a star. And they're trying to get them haters looking.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best, always, you're always covering me. J.S. Johnson Insurance, peace of mind.
Remember when Zoom was just a sound effect? When your living room wasn't your gym? When a cough didn't scare people away? That was the good old days. And thankfully, they are coming back. As things return to normal, remember it is essential to be fully immunized against all vaccine-preventable diseases like COVID-19, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, and influenza. This message is brought to you by PAHO WHO, the Ministry of Health and Wellness, the Caribbean Development Bank, the Government of Canada, and the United States of America.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
From the airport, then with the car, $300 with a taste, Walmart, fresh to death, looking like a star. And they're trying to get them haters looking, face whiter than an apparition, face cleaner than white dishes, Snapchat, I got plenty pictures.
I'm in Florida, spending a little me time.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome back, welcome back. Like I said, that song is Johnny Cakes, Florida. And I tell the producer, pick a song, you know, and he picked the right one. I love my producers.
Florida.
It's like a team, right? I wake in for them. I love them. But this is the relationship we have with Florida.
Mm-hmm.
For some people, reading that headline, we'd be like, man, we're spending this money and going foreign and blah, blah. And,
but we rich, we go Florida. We don't go Miami.
Right. This is, there's a relationship. There's a real relationship with the Bahamas and Florida.
Yeah, there is. We give them a ton of our money every year.
And this is a great space to invest our energy in terms of bringing some traffic back to the Bahamas.
We
don't have to compete against each other.
Are we building a stadium right there by GHS right now? Imagine the Marlins coming here.
I'm telling you.
Well, it's winter training.
Right.
You know?
And don't think of it as competing. Think of it as giving the Marlins an opportunity to show their fans, look here, come follow us to the Bahamas. Be there when we play and win.
Doing a little spring training. We just have a little batting
practice.
Training
or something. Yeah.
Nothing. We ain't doing nothing. Just come down.
Absolutely. It's not competing. It's
sign up on our website. Get a discount on your plane tickets. You know, we could.
Yeah.
We have enough Airbnbs here. We could, you know.
And you time it, right? So
get a package together.
They're doing their training, like they're doing their spring training while you got your NBA people playing all-star offshoot event in Atlantis,
something.
Right? Because the baseball players and fans want to go watch the basketball players.
Battle for Atlantis happens, you know, all of that.
There you go. This is awesome. And the Texans say, yeah, man, Jazz made the all-stars, but he couldn't play. But imagine if he didn't put his all out there, we may not know
to make the all-star
who Jazz was.
Exactly. He'd have just been one of them fellas. Yeah, but you know, but man, I know a guy, you know. I mean, you know, he just ride the pine. He's ride the bench, but I know him, you know.
Yeah. And another texter said it's about the stress fracture. But this is what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You don't put your all out there and you don't show what you got. You put your all out there and you get injured. You got to find the balance.
Yeah, right? Well, you know, I mean, He does what he does because he loves what he does.
You're not just famous because you made it to the team. You still got to compete.
Yeah, you still got to compete, yeah. Yeah, man.
Thank you, Dexter.
It ain't over.
This text is for you. They say, listen, we're going to need to get Walmart to sponsor the athletes because your guests alone spent $1 million in Walmart alone in 5 years. See, this is my text. It's a rowing text. And I agree with you, Texter, because he ain't spent no money on me neither.
I am indeed a Bahamian, and we go to Walmart. We buy jockeys. We buy toothpaste. We buy deodorant like we ain't ever seen it before in our whole life.
All right. And so the Texter comes back and he says, I got you. I'm saying Jazz is a superstar even at 70% of what he put out there. I feel you. I got you.
I feel you. But because he's from a small nation.
He put it all out
there. Yeah, man. He got to put it all out there. Because, yeah. You know, you don't want to take it for granted.
And, right. And the dynamics, like you said, the dynamics are slightly different for an international player.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I agree with you. Maybe what we need to do is we need to develop a class of coaches that can coach at the international level and that can follow our players across the globe.
Exactly.
Because maybe a coach, you know, listening to what the Texter said, maybe a coach would have been able to see him hit that 70, 75% mark. And in practice now, you push it, right? And say, now, look, you're doing great at this place. Can you put more effort in without straining your body, right? And there's a relationship with a coach, a consistent relationship with a coach that helps a player realize those things.
Experience.
Absolutely.
Experience.
But look here, football.
Football. Football is here. And the Niners will beat the Seahawks on Sunday.
Okay.
That is a guarantee. I guarantee now, the Niners can beat the Seahawks.
How so?
Now, the Dolphins playing the Ravens.
Okay.
You
guarantee the loss for the Dolphins.
I guarantee the loss. But they got to lose, Jesus. Because if they don't lose, we can see them old Dan Marino jerseys. And we can see them old beat up dusty flag.
I love it.
And then they can say the line that they say every year for the last 37 years.
Yeah.
This our year.
Yeah, man. This our year. Don't mind that a number of bird species is fish, you know. Don't mind that they dive deep under the water and catch fish and bring them out of the water, you know. We ain't scared of no Ravens. The Dolphins got this. But what about Michael Strahan? Who is he playing this week, week two?
I don't even know who he's playing, but he had two catches last game. Two catches for positive yards, you know, which means that his quarterback, Matt Ryan, is seeing him. You know, he's developing trust in him.
And this is another instance. Mike Strahan can't go out there half-stepping.
No, boy.
On a 53-man roster.
You better not.
You got to compete. And that's, you know, that's another consideration for Jazz. You got to compete every play like you in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Or you'll get cut, buddy.
They don't play over there. That's a business over there.
Absolutely. I see we got a caller on the line. I am imagining because of the green light, it's a Dolphins fan. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Okay, there you
go.
And the Colts is playing, I think, the Jaguars.
They play the Jaguars? Okay.
Yeah, we got to put something on them. They cost us last season.
Yeah, they cost y'all. Didn't make the playoffs last year. That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Boy,
that's right. That's right.
That was
supposed to beat them the last game. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we play around. The quarterback played best game.
Yeah, yeah.
All season.
Yeah, that's right. They all playing the Jags for true. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
So,
yeah, man.
I mean, Michael Strahan came out strong.
He did. He ran his routes properly.
Mm-hmm.
He blocked where necessary. You know, he had a good game, albeit it was a tie, but he had a good game.
Yeah, 2020, that's a high-scoring game. I mean,
if you'd like to make a call, please.
The players played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just nobody could edge out the other.
Exactly.
Yeah, looking forward for next week's roster. Tell me again, the Dolphins are playing the Ravens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the Buccaneers playing?
I don't care.
I mean,
I think they're playing the Saints. Yeah, they're playing the Saints. They're playing the Saints.
All right.
The Steelers,
you know, the Bahamas, they're going to tell us, I mean, we're happy with the Dolphins, but this is Steelers Nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They're playing somebody. They're playing, oh, God, what a team name.
They're
playing the Patriots.
They're playing the Patriots. Yeah. Say, oh, this could be a good game. Arlene Nash Ferguson and partner and husband, they are, and even Marlon Johnson, they are part of the Steeler Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, Mr. Soy, I'm going to invite all of them to come on the show in the upcoming weeks so we could talk.
The history of the Steeler Nation.
Man, listen, I used to be a Steelers fan, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they were winning Super Bowls at the time. That's sort of how I picked my teams.
When the boy
with all the hair coming out the back of
Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was about to ask, were you there for the days of Neil O'Donnell? You know, were you there for the days of Cordell Stewart? Or were you there for the days of Big Ben Roethlisberger and Troy Polamalu?
Yeah, the last one. Yeah, okay. That's my team. All right, so what's the game to look for on, is it Monday night or Thursday night? What's the special football night?
Thursday, the Chiefs beat the Chargers last night.
Yeah, what was the score?
Chiefs won 27-21, I think. 27-24.
But the score
was a lot further than it seemed.
Okay.
The Chiefs are just explosive, man. Although you know, Tyreek Hill is down in Miami now.
Yeah.
That boy Patrick Mahomes is no joke.
Yeah, they still retain that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that boy is no joke.
But, I mean, Buccaneers and the Chiefs are the teams to watch. Rams are the teams to watch. 49ers, of course, is your team to watch.
Yeah, there's some big teams. The Bucs look really good against the Cowboys. The Cowgirls, sorry.
Yeah.
I got to call them right, the Cowgirls. They look really good on Sunday night.
Uh-huh.
Dak Prescott, unfortunately, is injured. So he broke a bone here. It's not here where he got to hold the ball in his thumb. He broke a bone right here. But it's not a full break.
Okay.
So it can heal. They got to put two screw and a plate in it.
Yeah. How long he could be out for that?
Well, the surgeon said he's hoping that it's just 3 games.
Yeah.
Max is 8. But so we'll see. Just based on his pain tolerance.
This is 3 to 8 out of 18, though.
Yeah.
Woo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know. Yeah,
and then their backup is Cooper Rush. He had one start last year. Did well in a win against the Vikings, but this week they play the Bengals. Bruh, Cooper Rush and the Cowboys are going to be 0-2.
All right, I got a text here for you. Say, football has not been the same after prime time and Jerry Rice retired. No, man, listen.
Listen to me. Primetime Deion Sanders is still the best cornerback to ever play NFL football.
Yeah?
His side of the field, like, you just don't throw that side. You throw that side, you're looking to get a pick six.
Yeah.
Pass deflected, pass broken up. He was like, Jerry Rice said the only player on the field that could keep up with him speed-wise was Deion Sanders.
Now, what about this young Harris boy, man? I've seen clips of Harris.
Yeah, he coming up. Who plays for who? The Steelers?
I think he got locks.
I know you're talking about, oh god, the team he played for. I can't remember. But I know you're talking about. I thought you mean the running back from the Steelers, Najee Harris.
I mean the other one, he's just explosive.
Mm-hmm.
Harris as well from the Steelers.
Yeah, Najee, boy, I wish we'd sign him, boy. Anyway, that's neither here nor there now.
So who's gonna be the interception king this season? I like to see people feelings get hurt. I'm a petty sportsman. I like to see people get take out the air. That is the most athletic. That is the sweetest feeling in the world.
Yeah, you taught you how to catch.
And somebody just pop up and snatch your ball out the air.
Yeah, I can't tell you. It's too early in the season to see. Right. Last year, you know, I never thought the guy from the Cowgirls was gonna be the interception leader. But I mean, like, he got those interceptions against. I'm the lesser playing teams in the league. So their season, of course, was indeed not as spicy as Cowgirl fans would fool us to believe.
Okay, all right. So look, I got a text for you. The Dolphins head coach looks like a young little boy. He doesn't look like head coach material like Jimmy Johnson, Madden, or Parcell, who the players will have great respect for. See, this is interesting to me. Because remember that rumor that Tom Brady was going to the front office? I think it's the front office
of the Dolphins.
Of the Dolphins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that the Dolphins were prepared to have a Brady there with that young-looking boy, you know, with that young, slightly inexperienced.
Mike McDaniel has been in the league for years. He has the respect of the players. If you don't have the respect of the fans, that's fine. The players play for the coach. The players don't play for the fans.
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. Another text. Aaron, funny how you talk bad about finishing the stadium. Now you're agreeing about how important the stadium is. You ain't constant. You forget your position sometimes. No, I don't think I talked bad about finishing the stadium. I didn't talk bad about it. We just talked about the allocation of resources in a timely fashion. But yeah, that's all.
No, nothing
change.
Yeah, nothing change.
Absolutely. I hear the music producer, I ain't lose you. Okay, Texter, thank you. I can stay on, Mike. Interception is the best part of football. Yes, it is. The game in football, anyway. Aaron, Tom Brady may retire again. His wife wants him to retire, or she will leave him.
Mm-hmm.
You're right.
That's, yeah, man, I tell you. Brady have to retire now.
Yeah, that's something, eh?
Yeah, but maybe women
do. Maybe women do rule the world, because this boy pulling in hundreds of thousands of dollars.
He really has a contract to broadcast, and he even reached the broadcast booth yet.
Absolutely. Anyway, loose me, Mr. Sawyer. Let me go.
Get ready to go home.
Time is out.
Weekend time.
I got Rowan training, man. You don't see, I tell you, I have on my Rowan shirt.
But you still got on this Rowan shirt.
Yes, but in fact, if the Bahamas government don't figure out how to get Rowan in the Bahama games, trust me, I will be there, Rowan.
Boy, I know some ladies that'll be down for that kind of thing.
I know some man them too. This is a gender neutral sport.
But my sister is always ready. 9 pound, 11 letter words. Here she comes.
I see where you get your medal from. You had the greatest sparring partner.
Oh, yeah, man. Trust
a sister.
Me. When it comes to women and rowing me, it is washed right off my back. I got two sisters and a mother. They don't play.
There you go. There you go. Women are leading the way in every way.
Shout out to Angelique.
Shout out to all the women in your family, boy. I hope you all have a great weekend and practice a little bit on your boy Sawyer. You need some stealing up.
No.
I got to see him on Friday again. Have a great day. Thank you, producer. You guys stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Urie is up next.